now on WAKG from the entertainment capital of the world. Here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carol. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you. And I know you've got to be tired because I've already been on your social media this morning. You were hobnobbing with the stars backstage at Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah, I was. It was a great show. We get to go every once in a while. I know some friends over there, and we went last night, and it was a great show. You know, Jimmy's off this week. His son had heart surgery again, and he's doing well.
Good.
And he's given his show away to guest host all week. And last night, we had the one and only Chris Pratt was the guest host. So I know you're probably happy about that one.
Yeah, you know he's one of my favorites. He and Thor, kind of, you know, they're both right up there. Star-Lord.
I know they rivaled each other for your affection. I know that. That's why I tried so hard to get a chance to talk to him, but... You know, I was going to mention your name, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, you know, I can't be breaking all those hearts anyway because I'm so happily married with Big Charlie. But at any rate,
well,
you know.
Of course. Big Charlie would be mad. Of course.
He would be. But Chris Pratt did file for divorce yesterday, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He filed for divorce, you know, right before he did the show. So he really didn't come out and talk to many people.
Right.
Because that's out in the open. And, you know, you and I talked about the story when they split up, him and Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this thing, it was a perfect marriage for a bit, and now it looks like it's going to be a perfect divorce.
They're
now,
getting along.
Yeah, who can say that in Hollywood? I mean, you know, he filed his documents, she filed hers right after his. They almost mirrored each other. I mean, they were exactly the same. They both get custody of their 5-year-old son, Jack.
Okay.
They both do not want spousal support, you know, so nobody's asking for money. It's like a perfect divorce. It's totally amicable. I mean, everybody's saying perfect couple, perfect divorce. I mean, this couldn't be a better Hollywood ending story. You know, I'm happy that it's a good divorce, but I'm also sad because I really liked them together like you did.
I did. And I guess, you know, the good thing is that they're kind of co-parenting, I guess, and trying to keep it civil for their son, Jack. And that's the really important thing. So applause to both of them.
Yeah, and you know, she's moved on. You know, she's dating Michael Barrett, who's somebody who was a cinematographer. And she's already moved on. We got her out, you know, with him. But Chris Pratt really hasn't moved on. And I tell you what, he was so funny last night doing the show. If anybody gets a chance, go and you know, look at it on social media or YouTube. He was so funny. I don't know why, you know, people aren't just lining up for this guy, because he was hilarious.
I love him. I love him as an actor, and I think he's definitely going to continue to be a great star in Hollywood. As a guest host, I know he probably had fun. I think everybody enjoyed the musical performance last night.
Oh, yeah. Chris Stapleton, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in Hollywood, he was huge. It was packed, you know. He sang his new song, Millionaire, which was a really good song off of... I think it's The Room, Volume 2, his new album.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, once camera, you know, they usually sing a couple songs on camera, and then once, you know, the camera's off, they give it like a mini concert. And he sang one of the best Broken Halos I've ever heard.
Oh,
it was
wow.
So spiritual. I mean, he gave me goosebumps. It was so, so nice.
He's awesome.
And I think everybody in Hollywood enjoyed him last night. And him and Chris, you know, they played along on camera, and they sang a duet because they had sang a duet, God, like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And you got to go watch the show because they sang this duet that it was so, so funny. And, I mean, they had really good chemistry, and so they're pretty good friends, too.
Okay.
Really, really good show. I wish everybody would go back and watch it.
All right, so Jimmy Kimmel, and you'll also see the beautiful Margot Robbie, too.
The absolutely stunning Margot Robbie. And if you go to my social media, I got some pics up. I mean, she was unbelievable. You know, she played Harley Quinn in The Suicide Squad.
Right.
Unfortunately, that movie didn't do as well as we wanted. But she's in a new movie called I, Tonya. It's about Tonya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know what happened way back when with, you know, Nancy Kerrigan and that whole story.
Right.
But this new film, it's a dark comedy. And everybody's talking that it might get some Oscar nominations because... They say she just did a really uncanny performance of Tonya Harding. And I watched the trailer, and it's really interesting. I mean, it's funny, you know, it's kind of dark, and, you know, I you know, hope everybody goes and sees that film as well. It comes out this Friday, but she's amazing. I didn't know much about her, but she's really, really, really nice, and really not, you know, good person, so.
All right. And then next Friday, or maybe Thursday evening, the big Star Wars movie?
The big Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
This town is gearing up for one of the biggest premieres, Carol, I think I'm ever going to see. it does come out on the 15th, and, you know, this is the second installment. This is they've got three going so far.
Right.
And this one is called The Last Jedi. You know, not to be confused with Return of the Jedi, which was a few years after that. But, you know, people are touting it to be one of the best that they've done. And, you know, it's this town is so excited. We've got people already walking around Hollywood Boulevard. There's more Luke Skywalkers than I've seen in a while, and a few more Darth Vaders than are usually out there.
Right.
But, yeah, funny story, though. This thing, you know, I don't know if you remember. Remember the theater down by the river? I don't know if it's still there. It was by Value City. I forget the name of that theater.
Yes, I remember the theater you're talking about. That theater is no longer there. But
yeah,
yes,
well,
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was near Value City. That is now,
yeah,
for our listeners, that's the Dan River Church. That whole complex now is for
church.
Yes, but I do remember that theater.
Well, I remember going there with my dad back in the 70s to see Jaws.
Right, I do too. I remember seeing that movie.
Yeah, and I remember sitting in the theaters watching Jaws, and this trailer came on for Star Wars,
uh-huh,
the first movie. And I remember looking to my dad, and he looked at me, and we're like, boy, that's never going to do well. You know, only the biggest movie ever,
yeah,
and the biggest franchise ever in movie history, and it's so ironic. Here I am out, you know, in the movie capital of the world, and I'm talking about Star Wars, and I thought it was going to tank back when I was a kid. So it really made me laugh that after all these years, you know, now I'm a Star Wars supporter, but... Yeah, The Last Jedi is going to be major, major. So, you know, everybody get ready for this coming out on the 15th.
All right, that's going to be a lot of fun. And then a name we have not spoken of in quite some time, Lindsay Lohan. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. She's back, Carol. She's back.
Lucky,
you know,
us, yes.
The people I work for, you know, she's like gold to us.
I gotcha.
You know, she's always done something, and we always have her in the news, but, you know, she moved abroad for a while. Now
uh-huh.
She's back, and she's having some meetings in New York for some movies, and they're saying it's a big secret new project. You know, she's not a bad actor. I think she's a really good actor. You know, if she stays clean and, you know, stays, you know, off of the drugs and alcohol, I think she's pretty good. But who knows? You know, give her a couple of days, and she'll be back in the news. She'll have stolen something, or, you know, who knows? And it's good for us, because I love, you know, reading stories about her doing bad, but... You know, she's back, and we'll see how long she stays in the U.S. or how long we let her stay in the U.S. You know, so anyway, we're happy she's back because it makes for great, great entertainment.
Okay, and job security in your line of work, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually invited her to come stay here in my apartment.
And so you can tell all kinds of tales. Hollywood Doug, thank you so much. You are on social media under Jason Douglas, also the hashtag Hollywood Doug. We've got you on our website, too, at WAKG.com.
Yes.
We appreciate that report, and I am looking forward to, as we get closer to that Star Wars premiere, are you going to dress up? Are you going to do the red carpet? What's the deal?
Oh, of course. I hope to do the red carpet. You know, I'm working on that already. It's going to be hard to get, but... Might have some strings.
I got you. All right. Well, good luck. Hollywood Doug, thank you for that report.
Thank you, Carol.